Voters in the Ann Arbor Public School District will see a big bond ask on their ballot in the upcoming November 5th election. This is Lisa Berry, and it's a bit of a whopper. The goal is to raise $1 billion to fund Ann Arbor schools. Joining us now to talk about that is Ann Arbor School Superintendent Dr. Janice Swift. Welcome.
Well, thank you, Lisa. It's great to be here with you today.
So how do you want to characterize a $1 billion ask? Is that a record high amount?
It is a high amount for Ann Arbor Public Schools, not a record amount in the state, but it is a 1.6 $5 million increase to our current bond. And you know, Lisa, our current bonds have paid out their final revenue in 2018. So this is the time, the chapter, when the community, our board, our team would consider what are our next steps for renewing our physical properties.
Now, I understand it took you a while to put this all together. Tell us about that process.
So we've been working for several years to prepare for this time. We started with the sinking fund back in 2017, and that increase was to address some urgent needs around leaks and heat and air conditioning and paving. And you know, Lisa, we've invested about $60 million directly into our properties to stabilize and get at some of the gravest needs. Now, this particular bond is really about renewal of infrastructure for the coming decades. We're talking about re-envisioning our 32 school campuses.
Tell us about the age of those and the history of those. Where are they as far as serving your needs?
Yes. So the average age of our 32 school buildings is 63 years in the Ann Arbor Public Schools. I call them historic buildings. Some people would call them vintage. But they range from five of our buildings will have their 100th birthdays here in the coming couple of years, all the way to we just have one building built recently, and that's Skyline High School, that is now starting its 12th year of school.
And putting this together, you actually did research on the impact of students being in older buildings, did you not?
We did. And the research tells us, Lisa, something that we're not surprised to learn, but that when students have better lighting, more natural light, improved air quality, fully functioning kitchens, and an environment that is conducive to learning, they not only learn better, but they're happier in those environments. Both students and staff report this.
Can you get a little more specific about exactly what the money raised will go towards? Everything from buses to buildings?
Absolutely. Well, there are two focus areas. The first immediate focus is on satisfying needs in every one of our buildings. So, Lisa, that list includes much-needed air conditioning, climate control into our classrooms that, by and large, many of those are not currently climate controlled, and then it moves to fully functioning kitchens, completing our bus fleet so that we have updated buses on the roads to pick up and deliver our kids, our students every day. So there's an immediate package, also includes a lot of heat and boilers and plumbing and paving and roofs. Those are all needed. And then the second part of the bond is about actually re-envisioning our school campuses for the coming decades.
Now, what do you mean by second part? Is this going to be implemented incrementally?
It will actually happen in stages. When you're working with a 30-year time frame, that's the best way to go about it. So the first part is focused on meeting immediate needs, and the second part is really around long-term. And we're focused in four areas, Lisa. First, on teaching and learning and that classroom environment. Secondly, on safety, health, and well-being of our students and staff. Thirdly, on that idea of replacing infrastructure like buses and technology, and then also on environmental sustainability. Lisa, our community, our board, and me and my team are deeply committed to reducing our carbon footprint and to improving the way that we have sustainability as a practice in our buildings and across our classrooms.
We're talking to Dr. Janice Swift. She's the superintendent of Ann Arbor Public Schools. They have a big bond proposal coming up on the November 5th ballot. And here's your chance to really sell it. A lot of people, when it comes to increasing what they have to pay, and we'll get to that in a minute, what do you want to say to them why it's really worth it? Or how big of a need is this?
It's a critical need. You know, Lisa, Michigan is one of only 12 states in the country that does not fund at the state level for physical properties. So there's no funding dedicated to that in Michigan. Therefore, it has historically and continues to fall to our local community to make those decisions about investments into school properties.
So people may not be aware of that, what you just said.
Yeah.
About, and how's your per pupil spending from the state these days?
Our per pupil spending is now just under $200 less per pupil than it was in 2008-09. So as you know, Lisa, it's just been a very difficult and challenging decade. We're not allowed to bond for operating day-to-day costs. We're only allowed really to take bonds and millages for special purposes. And one of those opportunities is this, and that is for investment in our school properties.
So let's talk numbers. How much is this going to cost your average homeowner in Ann Arbor?
Thank you for that question. You know, the average taxable value in the Ann Arbor Public Schools district is $138,000. Now, note that's not the market value.
Right.
That's the taxable value. And on a home at that size, it would be $220 per year and about $20 a month. So that is the highest rate that it will be. And you know, Lisa, over history, over time, typically our bonds and millages roll back. They roll down as our tax base grows. So what I'm telling you today is the highest amount that it would ever be over the coming 30 years.
So basically, this billion-dollar bond issue breaks down to 1.65 mils. But then there was a recent facilities fund increase and a sinking fund. Have those all expired, or will they be combined, or how will that work?
The sinking fund is functional for about 7 more years, and that is being figured in with this capital bond to cover the physical property needs. So sinking fund is, as you probably remember, quite limited in what it can pay for.
Okay.
Whereas the capital bond is the tool to use for developing our buildings, for re-envisioning them, for restoring them, etc.
I know there's been several community meetings about this. Are you hosting them yourself?
Well, it's a combination. We've hosted about 40 meetings in and around our schools. Our team has all been working on those. I've hosted a number of community meetings, and then we're also meeting with many, many community groups. So all together, that's 50 or so meetings that we're hosting with just everyone who wants to come together and learn more about the bond. And you know, we understand if folks are too busy to get to a meeting. We totally get that. So we'll be hosting a Facebook Live event, and that will be available for folks who can't make it at that time. But we also have a video on our website. All the materials are posted on our website, and we just invite folks to get educated. Email us if you have a question that's not answered by the materials. We're happy. We want to help folks with every question that they may have.
Are you feeling optimistic it will be approved?
You know, I am always confident that this community will think carefully, will weigh out the options, and we'll make the best decision. I have that confidence in our community. I don't ever take for granted, none of us do on our team, we never take for granted the support that our community has consistently provided for our children, our 18,000 children, for our schools. That has been a historic pattern in the Ann Arbor Public Schools, and we'll continue to take that very seriously, to approach this as a promises made, promises kept endeavor, to be transparent about the expenditure of every dollar involved in this bond.
That is Ann Arbor School Superintendent Dr. Janice Swift talking to us about their upcoming billion-dollar bond issue, which residents in the Ann Arbor Public School District will see on their November 5th ballot. Thanks for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you, Lisa. It's a pleasure to be with you today.